What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast. Owen here. Got a chance to talk with former Cal Poly Mustang point guard Amari Furman today. Amari, in case you haven't heard, is playing now for the Dominican Republic national team in a tournament in San Juan, Puerto Rico this week called Centro Basket. They kick off their schedule tomorrow. The tournament starts today. It's Monday. They kick off their schedule tomorrow, Tuesday, against Mexico. And there's a link on the site that will give you the schedule. They play four games in 4 days, and then they get to, I guess, the knockout rounds if they win a number of those games. Amari talked a little bit about what it's like to play with guys who are professionals, the speed of the game, and what's it like to play with coaches like John Calipari and others. And he also talked about playing with NBA players like Al Horford and Francisco Garcia, who are on his team, getting some minutes. Is Amari in some of the warm-up games, and his team, the Dominican Republic national team, has a shot to make the Olympics as part of a tournament, not this one, but one that's coming up in a few months in Venezuela. Amari talked about that experience and what he's been doing since the basketball season ended a few months ago. Hope you enjoy Fansmanship.com podcast.
I have Amari Furman here with me, former Cal Poly point guard and current member of the Dominican Republic national team playing in Puerto Rico in a tournament that is called, Amari, what's the tournament called?
Central Basket.
Central Basket. I knew it was something basket. And is in San Juan, Puerto Rico, joining us on the Fansmanship podcast. How's it going, Amari?
Everything's going well. How's it going with you?
Doing well, thanks. Doing well. So tell me about what the last, 4 months have been like, 3 months since the basketball season ended for Cal Poly. What have you been up to?
Well, the basketball season ended around March. And, it was always a dream for me to play professional basketball. So, after my injury my junior year, I started realizing that my body was really important. And taking care of my body was going to be a big key for me to make that goal, make that accomplishment. So right after the season was over, I took a couple of days off and just got back on it. I try to keep my body in best shape as possible. And, I was getting calls from different agents and different people, for the next level. And, I have a real good relationship with Orlando Antigua, which is the head assistant coach at Kentucky University.
Uh-huh.
And he knew me since high school, so the national team stuff was coming up, and I was in touch with him, and then I just graduated, and he told me, because they started training in Kentucky June 1st, graduation was June 9th, so okay. I was already behind, and it was a possibility, it was a 50-50 chance that I was still coming along with the team, and 2 days after, I got a phone call, and I just flew out to Kentucky.
Okay, so the training camp was in Lexington?
The training camp was in Lexington, Kentucky, University of Kentucky, with John Calipari.
Yeah, that's kind of my next question, or a question that I'm going to ask you in a second about Coach Cal. What's it been like to practice and play for a guy with as much as many credentials as Coach Calipari and the assistant coaches too, right? I mean, I was looking at the list of assistant coaches, and it's impressive as well.
Yeah, we have a how do I call it? Like an outstanding coaching staff. I already know coming in, playing for John Calipari or even being coached by him, it was going to be a straightforward task. Both guys been at a professional level. And I knew, I had to get my mind mentally prepared for that. And it's just been a great experience. Every little thing that's going on in practice, the way the players carry each other, everything is different. It's a big difference, big difference from the college level. And, it's been an honor. I'm happy I'm here for the experience. And, I understand that now I'm a rookie. And, I have to work myself up. I can't just think I'm going to come in and be the man right away.
Sure. What's been the biggest surprise about practicing and playing with some of the coaches and players that you're able to be around, guys in the NBA like Al Horford and Francisco Garcia. What's been the biggest, shock for you, the thing that you weren't expecting coming in?
To be honest, it was, like, in practice, it's just like, everything is so quick up the park. You get a 45 to a minute practice, which is in college, you get 3 hours, and, you're doing different things, and things are more of a slow pace. Here, we do one thing, five minutes, we move on to the next. Like, everything is so quick, and you have to pay attention, and you have to be really on top of things, one thing I did learn from Coach Calero at Cal Poly is, him telling the younger guys, like, freshmen and stuff, like, the practices are your games. So me, in this situation, Coach Cal, he tells us, some of the young guys, me included, that, practices are your games. So it's like, you have to understand that you got to work yourself up, and you got to, every little thing that you do in practice, it counts, it really counts.
That's great. Tell me this. How long has the national team been in your consciousness as far as the Dominican Republic national team? I read that you had thought about it before, or that it's something you've been kind of thinking about or been in the back of your mind for a while. How long has playing for the Dominican Republic national team been on your in your head, in your consciousness?
I mean, since I was 17, 18, coming out of high school, it was just, as a Latin player, as a player that comes from another country, that's just something that you always want to do. You always want to play for your country. You always want to be right there with the top guys and represent your country like that. And when I was 17, 18, me and my father, my family, we actually flew back to the Dominican Republic to, vacation. And my father's real well known out in the Dominican Republic. And because he's in the Hall of Fame out there, and, they look at me as the next athlete or whatever. And when I was around 18, I spoke to some of the guys from the Dominican Federation, but, they knew who I was, they knew I played basketball, but it wasn't nothing, let's get ready now. It was more like I was around those guys, and those guys were older at the time, and I just kept looking at that like, wow, I wish one day I could be a part of that. It's big to play in that level.
Sure. So you were excited about it. It was in your head, and then you got injured during your college career. And you played. Yeah. You went from New York to the Midwest, out to Cal Poly. Was there ever a time that you kind of thought that dream was not going to happen? That it was kind of a nice thought back then, but with the injuries and with moving around so much, maybe it's not going to happen?
The dream of playing professional basketball?
Or the dream of playing for the national team,
national
for
team.
DR? Uh-huh.
Honestly, I never, my whole career of playing basketball, ever since I was 18, out of high school, I was always bumpy roads. Everybody knows that. And, I never, give up. I never gave up. I always thought, let me just keep pushing, because I knew I had to use that as a tool, basketball, for to get my degree and finish school, which is really important for my family and for myself. So I never gave up. When I had a big ACL injury, it broke my heart. It broke my teammates' heart. It was big, but, I fought myself through it, and I was just blessed that I got back at such an early stage and got along to play in Costa Rica. So I just said, let me give this one shot, one season, and see what happens, and, everything turned out okay.
What's some advice that Coach Calero's given you that kind of sticks out for your future, both on the national team level and then chasing that dream as far as being a professional basketball player?
Coach, he's like a real mentor, man. He's like a father figure to me. I've been in Cal Poly, I was in Cal Poly 2.5 years, and, he... I can't say he changed my life from being a street kid or a city kid more to, a professional level, seeing things a different way and understanding that, you can't complain, you can't walk around with a sad face, you can't walk around with your head down, because now it's about getting paid and this is your job. So you can't, it's always attitude. You know, it's always have the right attitude, talk to the right people, say the right things. You know, it's just be positive with everything you do, even if it's just talking to your teammates, even if it's having a conversation with a president. It's just, you know, a positive attitude is something Coach Calero always taught me. And, you know, I carried that along.
Great. How much are you kind of looking at this as a springboard towards that goal of being a professional player? And what's kind of your outlook as far as that goes right now?
You know, looking at my teammates now is just unbelievable. I'm playing with guys that play in the NBA. I'm playing with guys that's playing in top leagues in Spain. And, you know, all these guys, it's only me and another guy from Auburn University. That's the only guys out of college. So we rookies, everybody else already established their career overseas. And, you know, I just got drafted to, because they have a draft in the Dominican, like the Dominican's top league in July.
Yep.
So it's more like a summer league. I just got drafted in the first round, seventh pick. Good team that won the championship last year. And I'm going to be going to Dominican Republic for 2 months because it's only a 3 month league. So I'll be out there for 2.5 months. And then talking to my agent, there's a possibility where I will be going to Spain in the fall.
Great. And, you know, I was trying to do some research about anything that's been going on basketball wise in the Dominican Republic. And there were so many websites that had your name in it, but I can speak Spanish a little bit, but I'm not that good to be able to decipher all the good websites. Are you fluent in Spanish?
Yeah, I'm fluent. Okay. Spanish is my first language.
Sure, got it. And when you guys are on the floor, I know your coaches are, you know, Coach Cal is obviously from the U.S. Does he speak Spanish, or do you guys speak Spanish, or what's the communication like on the floor?
Coach Cal, honestly, I only got coached by Coach Cal twice. The first game, we played an exhibition game in Kentucky where we played a NBA D League team, and which was more like a let's see how I'm looking with the guys or whatever. So it's more like a free call.
Uh-huh.
Me and Coach Cal, you know, we exchanged words in English, you know, because I speak both languages.
Okay.
The second game that I played in, we just recently played, we scrimmaged Puerto Rico with Carlos Arroyo and J.J. Barea, which was another crazy experience. But Coach Cal wasn't here at the time. He flew in late, so Coach Antigua was coaching us, and he speaks both languages too. But the communication, you know, there's a few guys on our team that don't speak English, but it's, you know, it's all bonding. Everybody that's the captain, Al Horford, Francisco Garcia, you know, those guys, they speak English and they both go two languages, so communication is good.
Great. And it's the top three teams in the tournament coming up in Venezuela, right, that are going to be able to go to the Olympics?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the situation. I don't really know much about it. You know, I know certain teams, even including us, they bring a different team here, and then they'll get the best guys. I don't know the situation, how they just polish the team up. I think you only could take 10 or something like that, 11. So I don't really know the situation. I'm just happy to be here and play in this tournament now, and just, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Got it. How do you feel like you've done so far? I read in the press release that you know, you dropped a few points and played some minutes in some of the early games. How do you feel like your performance has been so far?
The first game I played well. I was really surprised of how the game speed, because of, you know, shot clock and the referee. And for example, in college, shot clock is 35 seconds, and here it's 24, just like the NBA. And it's, you know, the game is just a one quick hitter, you know, which, so I played, you know, I did well. I played the second half, and I shot four shots. I was 2 for 4, 7 points, 7 points. I had 5 assists, 1 turnover, and 6 rebounds, which was really it was a really good game for me. And we finished. We won the game in overtime. That was the first game. And we moved on to play here, the scrimmage in Puerto Rico, which was a big experience for me, because our starting point guard got in foul trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I got put in the game, and I was in a situation where I had to guard JJ Barea that plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Sure.
And you know, it was an amazing experience. It was just something, you know, playing against an NBA pro and you know, the pressure and everything. You know, I'm trying to do everything correct and run the plays. It's a different atmosphere. You know, it's a big different atmosphere, and people, I don't know, just the crowd gets into it. Every basket, you know, international basketball is way different.
That's great. I was actually down in Puerto Rico like 3 weeks ago, and I went and saw a national soccer game, and it was at like a training facility, and there were only probably less than 1,000 people there. They were playing Nicaragua in soccer, and what everybody kept telling me was, you know, soccer is not the sport there. It's basketball. Everything's basketball. And they were describing much of the Caribbean like that. Obviously, the Dominican Republic is well known for baseball. What's the basketball feeling like in that country?
Honestly, when it comes to just the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, that's like the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. The NBA is the biggest rival in the Latin countries. Like, people, that game was supposed to be a closed scrimmage and it was open to the public, and I think it was close to like 8,000 people there just that quick, and it was, you know, the atmosphere, it was just crazy. But just basketball-wise, the Dominican Republic is coming up, is on the rise. Like, we got guys doing their things in the NBA. Al Horford, Sisto, like I said, Trevor Ariza, which is half Dominican. We got Charlie Villanueva. Like, everybody's, you know, they're starting to recognize, you know, basketball is a good sport as well, the Dominican Republic, as baseball.
Very good. Amari Furman, former Cal Poly point guard and current member of the Dominican Republic national team, playing this week in a tournament in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thanks a lot, Amari.